Welcome to Real Talk Sundays, the podcast for the people, by the people.
Because some people can't handle real talk no matter what day it is.
Can we get...
No mistakes.
Snaps for nailing that first time. First take, no warm up. Today on Real Talk Sunday, well, I'm your host. Okay, let's cover that shit. I'm your host, Amanda. Amanda Panda, for those who really know me. And this...
is Val.
That's Val. And we had a really great weekend. Yeah. We really did. I think the highlight to our weekend
is that we met our first fan.
We met our first fan, dude.
But I mean, Amanda knew her for a second, but yeah, she recognized us.
I met her like a month ago at this play, and I told her, I like word vomited all over her, and her friends were like, I don't know what I'm doing with my life. I sold my house. I'm homeless. Oh, I have a podcast. And they fucking went and listened to it. Bitch, shout out, Tessa. Hey.
Tessa, you're amazing.
You made our fucking nights. We love you. Mm-hmm. I'm so glad you listened. I'm so glad you let me massage your ear holes. And yeah, it was just such a great time to eat, talk, and drink, and be merry.
But it made us feel good, and that's it all did. That matters.
And we decided that was another sign, mm-hmm, along the RTS journey that we have to double down and fucking crank out this podcast we're about to share with everybody. So I'm super excited.
Yes.
Thanks for hanging on for the last couple dozen episodes, the last two dozen episodes. We're about to blow this bitch out of the back, so I'm very excited. And we actually went to dinner with all 10, we went, you know, 10 plus women, mm-hmm, and we had this question on board, which is
a survey. Okay,
it was a survey.
It's a research survey,
and all these women are boss ass women, mm-hmm, right? And they ranged, I think the youngest one there was like late 20s all the way up, yeah, to 53, I believe, was that older gal who...
No, she is 58.
She didn't know
she was 58.
She looked great.
Yeah, I thought you were gonna have sex with her.
Really? Huh.
You were just totally talking to her, yeah, and doing your thing. But I was like, do you think Amanda's going to fuck her? And everyone's like, what?
No,
she's too old. You're not
at all.
Oh,
no.
Oh, that was mean to say. That, yeah, was age discrimination.
Ageist. Bitch. Mm. We just lost another follower.
No, but she was totally like independent woman as well. But anyways, great. So we did a 10 people survey.
Yeah, just 10 women, boss ass women. And the question was,
would you go to war if there was a draft?
I actually want to know how this question came up, because you came at me with this question and we were a few drinks in and I was like, wait, what? But you asked me if I was a feminist. Or no, you didn't ask me if I was a feminist. You said someone asked you if you were a feminist, and that's kind of, yeah, how this merged. So we're like, we got to fucking talk about this. Like, let's go. We've had this on the roster for a while to talk about.
Yeah, and they specifically said, are you a feminist? And I said, well, no, but like, yeah. So I'm like 50-50. And then he was like, is your friend Amanda a feminist? And I was like, absolutely, yes. And he was like, oh, okay, so would she go to war? And I was like,
if there was a draft.
And I was like, I was so thrown off. I'm not buzzed, but I mean, I'm okay. And I'm like, what? And then I was like, no, I mean, I don't know. She's really strong, though. That's what I said. And I was like, I don't know if she would. I'm going to have to ask her. So that's when I put in my notes. I was like, ask Amanda this question. And so when he said that, then I said, are you saying that's about equality if we're feminists and we're not going to go into war? Because I said I would not go to war, straight up.
Val, no, thank you. Why would you not go to war?
Because I wouldn't make it, and I don't want to die right
Look
now.
Look at me. I think your answer was truly, absolutely not, because I'm a dainty woman. But if I was forced to, .. I'd be a sniper.
Yeah. If I was forced to, if I didn't have to run anywhere.
She got that steady hand.
Yeah. We asked 10 people, and the results are one woman said yes. And we have the responses. Mm-hmm. I think you should read those.
I said, fuck no, because why would I go to war for a country that's not going to battle for me? Like, I don't have basic human rights. I'm in a very conservative state. They look at me less than an actual human being when it comes to my rights and balance and just access to healthcare.
It's definitely a feminist thing to say.
Well, I'm just saying, like, I'm not going to fight for a country that's not fighting for my rights. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you guys do better for me, I'll do better for you. Okay.
So, and she's going to be a medic if yeah. she has to go.
I was like, and if I did do it, like the role I would play, I don't know necessarily if, yeah, if I would be best utilized on the front lines or elsewhere. I'd be a really good medic. I'd be really, you know, I'm really good in crunch situations. The other woman, there's another one, who was late 40s. She said, absolutely not. But she also isn't originally from this country, but mm-hmm. she's absolutely not. My boobs are too big. I could not run. I can't run. My boobs are too big.
Her boobs Dude, are her very boobs big. Dude, her boobs are so
big. Which, stay tuned for our boobs episode. We're about to have a really good boobs episode. I hope you all hang around for that. Mm-hmm. But we also had a no, because I can do more at home, like with the kids and here, you know, basically like it was in World War II when all the women had to step up and really take on all of the jobs that were available here. And then, no, because America sucks, was another one. No, I'm healing.
That was fucking funny. No, I'm healing. Oh, I'm okay. Healing. That was a good one.
She's got a lot going on. No, I don't play that shit, was another one. No, I'm not fighting for a country that doesn't even give me basic human rights. And yes, because I'm tough as fuck, was one of our friends. She was like, fuck yeah, well, I'm tough as fuck.
And America.
America. Fuck yeah.
That's and then, what it was like.
She was like, I don't fuck. Tough as fuck. And then there was a no, another one, because she said that, you know, the issues with my human rights and also the gun safety going on in America is small dick energy, and I don't support that. So, all this to say, 10% of women.
Which is kind of funny because... That's kind of funny, though, is that if you look when we get back, or, you know, I wish I could see this writing, but if you go to our new facts at the end of this, it's pretty close of how many women are in the military and our percentage of who said yes, they would go to war.
Mm-hmm. We just say 16% yeah. in military. No, and then you have like listed two for, you know, this is from the U.S. Department of Defense, but mm-hmm. number one, the most women in the military.
Are Air in Force. The Air Force, yeah.
Them big brain bitches. What's up? And then...
They're smarter than men.
They're fine. Like... It's a very feminist statement of you.
I know. I'm 50-50. I told this you. Is,
yeah. And then you have the Navy, National Guard, Army, and then the Marines. The thing that I understand as feminism is like... Coming back full circle to what I was saying is like... I am a feminist because I believe that men and women should have equal rights. They are equal in a sense to know. I do not think, because I think of my friend, TJ, shout you out. I think of my friend who I was like, yo, bro, how tall are you? And he's like, I'm 6 foot. I was like, how much you weigh? And he was like, this much. We'll be real talk Sunday. He was like, I weigh about 260. And I was like, I weigh 260. Okay. I'm 260 right now. I'm working on it. And this, he's a big fucking dude. He's not a dude that you fuck with. And I wouldn't say I'm a chick that people, a lot of people don't necessarily approach me either. I'm not necessarily, mm-hmm. you know, someone to fuck with either. But you stack us against each other, he's gonna win every fucking time. I'm not trying to compare
He'd
mono.
Throw you around.
Like
yeah.
a fucking ragdoll, dude. That guy murk me. The thing that gets me is just because we play to each other's strengths, because there are so many things that I'm better at than mm-hmm. he is, and there's so many things he's better at than I am. And that's going to happen no matter what gender you are.
That's what I was going
to
say. It's just people.
We should have the ability to be equal in a place of business, in a place of finance, in a place of healthcare. And there's probably several other categories. I don't think just because you have a penis, you should have more rights than me. I don't think that. That's where I say. So when I say men and women are equal, I want to almost say we deserve equal rights. We're not necessarily, because we're not. We're yin and yang. We play to each other's strengths, though, and that's why you need both sexes to make magic happen, okay? You need, you know, in a traditional sense, and you don't. And there's a lot now of the gray area of transgender, but you have a lot of these people who are like, men are stronger. Yeah, biologically. And women are more emotionally in tune and connected. Mm-hmm. And they are better nurturers. And men are better hunters. And women are better gatherers. Play to the fucking strengths. It's not men versus women. It's how can we leverage each other efficiently and effectively, equally. Ask me if I'm going to go to the fucking front lines as soon as my country gives me the decency and respect of basic human rights.
when you start treating me like a straight white man as far as my rights go, fuck yes, sign me up. Where are we going? Like, what are we doing? Can I be stationed?
I just had a thought that our rates would go up. We forgot to ask Kayla. Would you go to war?
If it came, I wouldn't go, but if it came here, absolutely, without a doubt.
Yeah, I know
you
that.
You would draft. You would. Yeah. There was a draft.
She wants to be on the front lines.
If it came here, 100%.
That's where I'm at, too, to where it's like, shit, if you're on our home soil and I have a family to protect, and I truly do think that, you know, if it means that I'm going, like, a, you know, a mom of two and somebody who can really make an impact, I almost feel like it's an obligation. The hard part is like, I really struggle because I just know that my heart says, yes, I want to defend my family, right? I want to make sure my family is okay, and I don't want to do that. And my soul says, they're not going to take care of me while I'm in there. They're not going to take care of me while I'm out there, so let's hope we fucking win. You know what I mean?
So but that's, like, what I was thinking in my head is, you're not going to say yes to that to defend America.
I'm not.
You're saying, yes to that to make sure your kids live.
To make sure that they see you know, a tomorrow, which I'm already in my head about, like, I'm really scared that I'm like, they're not going to have a good tomorrow. What did I bring them in the world for?
Yeah.
But that's what I would go to fight, is because my kids deserve a bright future. They deserve a chance to be, quote unquote, free. Right.
Well, and let's remember, yes, we don't like a lot of things about America, but we are pretty free compared to other people. That's real.
Mm-hmm. Like, I would say we're I mean, don't get me wrong. As long as you're not saying, like, we're the only country that's free.
No. I'm saying compared to what other...
Canada's free.
No, I hear you. I'm just saying, like, compared to...
We're not the only ones. But, like,
no, yeah.
I truly do feel like... and we'll even talk, because we talked about this off mic, too. Because my mom's a, you know, a nurse for veterans. And this is her thing, too. She goes, my entire career, I've seen what the American military system does to these men, to these boys, and to these women. But she sees people from all walks of life who are literally honorably discharged because they got their fucking legs blown off, all the way to their Parkinson's on their deathbed, you know, waiting for this. And I've also represented on a marketing side of it for attorneys who represent military families, and these guys are waiting for settlements that they are damn well entitled to until after they die, and it's divvied amongst their family because they fucking die. And it's hard because I know we're not doing enough for them, and I'm sure there's a lot of things I could tear apart when it comes to, like, the training, but the mental health aspect of this and all of it, it's just not it. We need to do more for them. But yeah, that's my thing, is like, if we're on American soil and it's a gun to my head and my kids are facing imprisonment and possible, like, being, you know, taken away from me, I'd have to. And I'm sure B would join right with me. Because I'm sure they'd make an exception. It's like, oh, if you're a felon, now you're allowed in. We need bodies.
Oh, yeah. They absolutely they won't have any rules if that really happens.
Yeah. Well, that kind of brings up to a point that Corrado brought, was a mandatory military. What are your thoughts on mandatory military?
Oh, like he was saying, when you get out of high school?
Yeah. So some countries, Israel, South Korea, Russia, which is just males only, Singapore, Greece is male only, Iran, males only, Thailand, and Turkey. Brazil also does it, but males only. Mandatory military out of high school, right? And then, you know, you kind of go through your sentence. You go through your service. I mean... And when you get spit out, you know, you're now a military veteran. You have some more, I would say, life skills under your belt as well. Because I've dated both military and prison, and I would tell you right now, very few differences.
You're like, so well-rounded.
I'm telling you right now, the difference is where the structure came from. Did the structure come from prison, or did the structure come from a fucking drill sergeant in the military aspect? But they are the fucking same personality, and it's so crazy when I'm like, oh my God, same haircuts, same, like, oh my God. But for me, it's that mentality of, like, I truly do think, wow, if my ex would have gone, instead of for 17 years old, instead of being tried as an adult and going straight to prison, I wonder if he was 17 years old and given a chance to go into a camp, right? And take 2 years, people buckled down on him, showed him structure, showed him discipline, and honestly, showed him that they gave a fuck. You know what I mean? When he stepped out of line, we give a fuck. That's why we're going to discipline you. But, like, didn't really give up on him in that sense. But, like, he would have been a completely different human. And I think that for a lot of teens who are lost, and think about when I was 18 and lost, if I did not get a scholarship to high school,
to high school?
Or to college? Bitch. Bitch. Who knows where I would have been?
I mean, I don't want to have mandatory military.
It sucks.
I wouldn't want to do that. Here's my issue is I don't want to do that. And I couldn't even imagine being 18 and doing that because I could barely be away from my parents for a certain amount of time. I don't know.
How long's the sentence? Like two years? Sentence. Why do I keep calling it a fucking sentence?
No, for the mandatory.
That's four. I think that's why my subconscious truly feels, I was like, what's the sentence? 4 years? You're doing 2 to 4? 4 to life? Fuck. But yeah, 4 years. And that's the hard part is like after, during that 4 years, you could go to war at any time. Yeah. Right?
No, I don't want to.
So that's, it's really hard. I mean, my follow-up question would be like, the structure of those countries versus the ones who do not have that. What are the pros and cons? But like,
if I had the guarantee that I wasn't going to go to war and die,
nah, that's never a guarantee.
That's what I'm saying. I wouldn't want to do that. Mm-hmm.
And if they give me, and that's the hard part too, because they come at you, right? Because I remember my first husband. I remember this. He joined the National Guard.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And it was because after 18, he really didn't have a plan. He didn't know what to do. He didn't get an athletic scholarship. So he was kind of drifting. And his parents were like, get the fuck out. They were the, oh, you're 18? Get out. So he was like, I literally had nowhere to go. I signed up for the fucking army. And he was the kind of individual that signed up for the National Guard thinking that he was going to partner with FEMA and lay fucking sandbags during shit and help people. He did not think he would be shipped to Afghanistan and go to Iraq. He did not. And that was, I think, the craziest part is when we first got together, he finished basic training. He told me he was going to be out for a year. Like, in a year, I'm getting deployed. In a year, I'm getting deployed. We're at war. And I'm like, that's a year. Whatever. And he came back fucking shell-shocked. He came back just a completely different person. And during that time, I had made friends with a Marine. Mm-hmm. I had been hooking up, after that, I had hooked up with a Green Beret, and I had these conversations with them about him. Like, you know, when he came back, he was just completely different. And they were like, my Marine friend said, well, he signed up for the National Guard. Like, one, when you sign up for the National Guard, that's basically like a Hail Mary. Like, I don't really have anything going on and I do want something. They're going to promise me healthcare and they cut you a fat check. He was like, they're going to cut you a check in the front and a check on the back. So you're like, yeah, sure. I'm a lost 18-year-old. I don't have anything going on. Okay. Especially if you're from a small town, farmer boy, all that. It fits. So he's going to sign up for that. They don't think they're going to see their fucking friends explode. They don't see that. He goes, he's a Marine. He was a really good Marine. He was a pretty mm-hmm. badass dude. And I remember him saying, Amanda, I am built for war. I fucking love it. I knew I wanted to be a Marine since I was a kid, just my whole life. I loved it. I came back. I was fine. I re-enlisted, okay? And he was like, that's not your ex. Your ex is not a built for war kind of guy. And a lot of people aren't. Some people are built for war and some people are not. Your man was not. Some people are. Same thing with the Green Beret. That guy was a hard guy. We'll have to have story time with him. He said the same thing. He was like, oh, Green Beret? He's like, the things that I have done, I will never lose sleep over. Because I did it the way I was supposed to, and it needed to be done. And I'm like, oh, my God. And I even asked him, I was like, have you ever killed a child? And he was like, absolutely. Did I want to? No. Did I have to? Yes. Because it's the difference between that questionable child and what's happening. And sometimes they look like kids and they're not. Sometimes they have things and they're not. And these people are so fucked up. We all are. We've mm-hmm. all used children, okay? That's the fucked up part. They don't separate us from them just because we're Americans and they're not. They do fucked up with kids too, just like we do. And they strap bombs to these kids and they make them carry things. And I'm not about to risk all these men's lives that I've trained with, that I've gone to battle with, that have killed for me, for somebody I don't know. He's like, absolutely. I do it again. I have done it. And I was just like, oh. And that's why some men are built for war. Some people are built for war.
That's
some are not.
Compartmentalizing to it.
Yeah. Could you imagine coming home? No.
And then just like replaying.
And I was with somebody who came home and couldn't reintegrate. And it was like, and then seeing the system do him dirty as well. Mm-hmm. because he was like, yeah, I got to go do this. I got to go do that. But they're not giving me this. And then, but they cut him a fat check and he went and bought a new shiny truck and went and bought all this new shit to kind of cover up the fact that he was drowning in PTSD and had nobody to talk to and alcoholism. Mm-hmm. And it fucking ruined his, you know, his
post-quote. Yeah, he used alcohol to cope.
Absolutely. And so that was the craziest part, is like understanding that some people are men or woman. Doesn't matter. Some people are built for war. And some people are not. And that's, I think, the hard part is like, would I go to war? I'm not built for war, but I can assist. I can do other things to support those people. And then you have, the ones on the front lines. What was this question? Amanda, try to guess what? Country that has the most female presence.
Yeah.
In the military?
Mm-hmm. I really hope Google's right, because this is what popped up.
My knee-jerk said Iceland. Australia. What is it?
It's the U.S.
Shut the fuck up. Yay, equality. I
know. We got to double check that fact, but it said that.
Fuck. That's crazy.
I thought
crazy.
It was Israel, but when I Googled it.
Israel.
Can someone double check my facts?
Double check.
But I'm pretty sure it said who has the send most me the female. Link.
That's, I mean, I don't know. That's pretty good. Israel or, you know, America and or America. That's pretty, you know, impressive. 16% is pretty strong. But also, too, to answer that guy's question, that's the crazy part, is like it comes back to the standard patriarchal response. And I hate to blow that horn, but it's fucking true. And he's like, oh, would you go to war? My man, I'm not the one who created this patriarchal system in the fucking first place. You guys created that. Men created this. And they created a draft system to draft them young men because you guys thought that that was the most efficient way to get shit done for the war, that they were smarter, more capable, faster, stronger people, okay? That's on you. If you try to come at me and say, oh, well, would you do this? My man, you created the system that made you obligate yourself to the military. Not me, not, you know what I mean? Like, you obligated my life to being a mom, to being in the kitchen, to, you know, working twice as hard for half the pay, to, you know, all these other things. We can talk about that and have a well-rounded conversation, but it's this, I think it's this conversation of men are stronger, better, faster. Women are nurture, calmer, you know, this way, that way. Men are better and they're willing to go to war for us. They're willing to fight and die. They're willing to hunt and gather and do all these things that women, you know, need for them to survive. And women aren't meant to do that. And that is not what I am saying at all. Yeah. You created a patriarchal society that is making you do this. And that's on you. Fucking change it. If you don't like it, change it. And I'm glad to hear, you know, that 16% of you know, military are women in America. That's great news.
But that probably counts for, like, nurses and doctors.
Oh, all of it. Yeah, everyone in the military. Support staff, like, all that jazz. Mm-hmm. For sure.
I was just thinking out loud.
And then you had your question, too. Like, there are a lot of men that don't want to go to war. Like, yeah. You
Corrado,
know.
Would you like to go to war?
Do you go for the draft?
I was going to join the Air Force. Yeah. And then I got in trouble.
I could see that. Oh.
I got in trouble for...
With the law?
Yeah, for pot twice.
But so. I could see that Air Force. Like,
I'm also trying to think too. I was like, how overran our fucking, you know, prison system is too. And you got a lot of these people, kids too, young people who mm-hmm. fucked, slipped up a little bit, right? Gram a pot or a couple ounces of pot when they were moving, you know, 18, 19, or they're smoking and they just got busted, right?
Yeah, why can't they go to war?
Why? Well, like, give them a choice. Would you rather serve incarceration for 2 to 4, what's your sentence? I'm serving 6 to 10, six to fix. All right, we'll give you a thing. You can serve 6 in the military fixed. Once you're done with that 6, you're out. We wash it clean and now you're a veteran. Why not give them a chance? And it's like, oh, well, why would you? I think the argument came up because I asked Brandon this and he was like, would you want to defend the country that just wrongfully imprisoned you or unfairly imprisoned you? Would you go to bat for them? I was like, if it was the difference between incarceration and how we treat those prisoners when they get out of prison and military.
And not
military
being able to get a job time. And all of that. And then if you have military on your resume, they'd be like, oh.
Yo, bitch, you're hired. We need military.
Yeah, so
I think it's an interesting, too. You'd have to work out the details, absolutely. But I'm just saying, like, a rehabilitation process for that. If our prison system's overgrown and it is a cash system.
That's what I was gonna say. It's a money thing. They don't want to start sending people.
But they also make money.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense
per person in the military.
We need to look into this of why they don't want prisoners to go to the military.
I gotta do a part two.
That's a good one. Yeah, part two.
I'm just saying, like, All this to say, ultimately, yes, I am a feminist. I am not an extreme feminist. You are a half-on, half-off feminist.
Half-breed.
Half-breed feminist. What are some things of feminism and, you know, basically, and per definition for feminism is believing that men and women should have equal human rights, okay? That we are equal in that mm-hmm. sense, that we deserve equal everything. But, like, do you feel... What part of that do you not align with that's off the fence?
I'm not sure, really, when you ask that, but I think it's because I don't see myself as, like, an extreme feminist is maybe my issue. But I feel like some things I say are pretty on that route.
Mm-hmm. I feel like those extreme feminists have really given, just feminism a bad
name. Yeah, that's what I think is the issue here.
And I'll catch myself.
Yeah, you'd be like, ooh, that was kind of bad.
I slip up all the time. Yeah. Like, dude, men are so fucking stupid.
But I think men are stupid.
We're so superior. And then I'm like, wait.
But there's some stupid women. I just don't know a lot.
Stupid.
Well, I don't know.
We're equally stupid. Yeah. Okay? Can we call a spade on that? Men are fucking stupid in a certain sense, and women can be fucking stupid in the others. We're equal in that too, okay?
And this is way off topic, but I think women are stupid with men.
Oh my God.
Where women are stupid with their choices in men, how
dude, we literally talk
they
about.
Stay with that man even though they're fucking just beating them. I don't know. Like, not saying domestic violence makes you stupid, but. There's a lot of choices that are stupid to me, but it always involves a man.
Been there. Did that decision.
It didn't end well. Why does it always involve a man?
I know. And sometimes, no, because we've seen toxic lesbian relationships too. We've seen a couple toxic females where you're like, good God, you guys. Like, fucking... So that's where we're equal in that aspect too. True. Is understanding, like, we all have our contribution. The part about feminism that people get all up in their ass is the extreme... feminists that have been like women have been oppressed for so long, we now feel you owe us you know, this dividends of equality,
or like, we don't need a man, we don't want
one.
Live man hating forever.
Yeah, one, you know, man hating, man eating, extreme feminist. So no, I'm not in alignment of that, but I do believe we deserve equal rights, and I believe we're equally stupid. So
I agree on the equal rights.
Yeah, I just want to be able to, you know, live respectfully and have my daughter have the same opportunities as my son. Because I look at him right now, right? They're so little. There's very few. Clearly, my son is stronger. Mm-hmm. My daughter is different, you know, smarter and more the emotional intelligence and regulation. Mm-hmm. Like, they have so many different strengths. And I'm sitting here being like... Why can't both of you, like, we go to the doctor, it costs the same for them right now because they're kids. Mm-hmm. But the moment she needs a pap smear, the moment she's going to need birth control, the moment she's going to need that, and all he needs a physicals for fucking school, that's where we're going to start running into this. Where I'm like, why the fuck do I have to pay out the ear and the nose for her care? What I feel she's entitled to. And... we won't even get on the fact that the cost of birth control is outrageous, not to mention what it does to your body. Yeah. Okay? But my son doesn't have to pay for any of that shit. He just gets to show up. Like, so for me, I don't know. Not have a period and not carry babies for 9 months and not be expected of that, not be objectified for having tits that are supposed to feed kids. But really, here we are. So it's like, yeah, it's not fucking fair. Make it fair. I'll go to war for you. Okay? Make it fucking fair. And I will be proud.
Get her an RTS military uniform.
Can I have my logo? Can I just have it stitched above my name? Just right here. We're sponsored. But, and that's the thing too, is when you travel, dude, that's when you get put on blast as an American. And like, the things people say about us, the things that aren't necessarily true, but they're true. The stereotypes that are true. The level of... just, yeah, I don't even want to say disrespect, but just like pity almost from other countries. Like, wow, you know what I mean? You guys don't even like your women. Like, you guys literally don't like your women. You don't take care of the states that need help. Like, there's a lot of things we need to fix. Yes, there's a handful of good stuff that I do love about being an American. It's not the typical shit. It's not what you think it is. But at the end of the day, like, when you start to travel to other countries and you see other free countries, you see other people who have universal health care, you see other countries who the women have a very strong dominant presence in the community, they're respected, it changes your frame of view about how shitty it is back here. And it's not the best country in America. And this isn't the best country in the world. It's mm-hmm. not. We have a lot to work on. And it's hard for me to sit here and see all these other countries who are successful at certain things in America, not sitting back and saying, what's working for these guys? Can we adopt some of these strategies, deploy them, and have it work for us as well? But that's not what's happening.
No.
We're just these big bad bully, you know, and that's hard because you're brainwashed then through high school and growing up, and then you get into the real world and you're like, oh my God, the whole time. Turns out Columbus wasn't even that good of a guy. You know what I mean? You start learning all this shit about our history, colonization, built on the backs of slaves. You start really lifting the veil on what we really are and what we were built on. Mm-hmm. It's not pretty. But don't shy away from the truth. Let's talk about it and let's play dividends and reprimand. Like, you owe a lot of people apologies. You owe a lot of, you know, what was that thing called? Hard to say that you're illegal when everything's on stolen land. You know what I mean? So you can get really into this shit. But that's the part that really gets me, is like seeing a country that has so much fucking potential and we're just, we're the best.
No, remember, that's what the aliens are thinking.
It's like when you sit with somebody and they're like, oh, I'm probably the smartest. You're like, you are literally the dumbest person in the room. And the person you sit next to is like, I have a lot to learn. I don't know everything. And I actually am fully aware of how much I don't know. That's a smart motherfucker. Okay, mm-hmm. He's willing to learn. And that's what I feel about America. It's like, we know everything. We do everything. We'll just wrestle you into the ground if you don't, if you don't comply and acquiesce. And it's like, there's a lot of other countries who are really trying to work at this. And we are, the best part about America is people look at us. People are looking to us, at us, and we could lead. We really fucking could. We could make a precedent and we could lead. But we're just, you know, we're divided so that we can be conquered. But I'll get off my soapbox.
Yeah.
How do you feel?
I'm just kidding. I'm not going to war.
I think we discovered that you are a feminist, though. Not an extreme.
Yeah, not extreme. Yeah.
So that's, I think, for a learning opportunity for everybody involved. When I say feminist, especially if you are a man, a lot of people get that like, oh, she hates men. No, no, no. I just believe we should have a fair shake at life.
You love men.
I love men. Men are the coolest. I do. Mm-hmm. I love women too.
Yeah.
Equally. Equally.
That's real.
It's real. Yeah. I can literally sit here and think like, what head do I love giving more? No, equal. Like, what kisses do I love giving more to? Men are equal. Like, I love the attention I get from women. I love the attention I get from men, you know, for the attention I want.
Yeah.
And so for me, I'm like, I love men and women equally. And I look at like what men and women produce, and I look at just all of the brains and how they work well together, and all I can think is like, wow, if we could just set the gender aside, imagine what we could accomplish. Mm-hmm. It doesn't fucking matter who invented that. And you see a lot of women who've created inventions that have been overwritten and overruled by males.
Yeah.
And so I think that's a hard part too, is like, throughout our entire oppressed history as women in America, like, our ideas are taken, we're less than, we're literally 2/3 of a human when it comes to our rights. Mm-hmm. Like, just change it. Make us equal and we'll be cool.
Fix it.
And I will tell you, I have arm wrestled quite a few men and I have won.
Yeah.
And I have won.
That's so true too.
Like, in some sense, we are equal. Okay. But at the end of the day, I just want to eat at the same table, man. And like, mm-hmm. I think it's hard too when you have like, I remember my friend that's no longer my friend anymore, because I only call her when I need something, but she said something really profound. She goes, the hard part about sitting at the table about women is that there should be more seats at the table, but right now there's only a couple, so we're fighting each other. Women are turning on each other to sit at the table, when really there just needs to be more seats. And I'm like, God damn it. That's right.
You're right.
Can you come over and house sit my house? No, I'm just kidding.
Hey, I need to go to the dump. Can you help me lift
some stuff? I need a favor. Can you come over? But yeah, I don't know. That's where I'm at. It's a great question.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that guy had a great question. Honestly, yeah. I would have loved to have been
I've never been asked that in my life.
But I haven't been asked that either. Would you go to war? What is it good for? Absolutely nothing. I'm also to a thinking. Point, I think Brandon and I had, we've actually had a lot of well-rounded conversations about this too, because I am such a, he is a loud peacemaker. I am a quiet peacekeeper. Mm-hmm. And so for him, he is Mr. Like, if we know that's what's right, we need to stand up for it. We need to make a motion for it. And I'm like, okay, everybody, let's just, you know, calm down. And I even had the argument of, I truly don't know if there is a problem that cannot be solved without violence. Like, if we can have a conversation and we can sit in a room and put our egos aside and just have a higher level of self and understanding and have a conversation between countries, he goes, no. That's not how that works. And I was like, why though? Why can't these country heads come to the table, have a sit-down conversation, and work this out with communication and with higher level understanding that we're after cohesiveness? We're not after killing millions of people, hundreds of thousands of millions.
That's never going to happen.
It's never going to happen. And he even says, he goes, because Amanda, sometimes that doesn't work. And violence is the only way. And he goes, I think of it when I was in prison. If someone keeps fucking with you and you keep asking them, stop or else, and they give you the or else, you got to put it on them, because violence is the only communication they understand. Mm. And it's on them to hire, you know, educate themselves higher, and they're never going
to
do that.
Oh, I have a great question. Would you rather go to the military or prison?
We already answered that. Military.
No. I'm just asking you.
Like, I feel like I would.
Like if you were in a bind and you.
If I was in a bind and had a gun to my head, military, but oh my God, I feel like I asked somebody this. I feel like I would go to military just because the repercussions of serving military time versus serving, you know, honestly, I would have to.
The sleep's going to be about the same. Like you're not going to have good sleep.
So I'm going to be a cunt either way.
That's a thing for me. I couldn't sleep on the ground if I had to. I couldn't do a lot of things. I'm a little cot. Fuck.
I remember my ex told me, he was like, yeah, for basic training, we had these, you know, sleep. And he was in the middle of the fucking nowhere by, well, I don't know where. And he was like, it's winter. So you had to sleep on the ground in your sleeping bag. It was so fucking cold. You had to cocoon yourself in the sleeping bag. And in the morning, you had to break the ice to get out of your sleeping bag. He's like, you literally have to crack the sheet.
Do you sound how privileged are we right now?
Oh my God. I never fucking would. But I'm just saying, seeing the repercussions, like especially with a couple of my exes getting out of prison and how hard it was to reintegrate, and then seeing, you know, my ex-husband reintegrating after the military, he got a kick-ass job. He got a lot of, he needed to ask for help sooner and get more resources, but they wouldn't spit on Brandon after he got out of prison. Mm-hmm. They wouldn't spit on him if he was on fire. So I would take military just because of the sheer rest of my life that I would have to live after I served would be...
If you make it out.
If I make it out of either one.
I know, that's what I was saying. You have the chance of dying.
You're way too pretty for prison. You have to go military. You'd get eaten alive in there.
I didn't say I want to go there.
Where would you go, military or prison?
Well, I would have to go to the military. You'd have to. I'm not going to prison. I get some good braids in there.
Air Force, this is Val. How can I direct your call? You'd have to be a desk jockey or something. I don't know, dude. You're eating
be
up.
Be someone's boss. I could be someone's boss. Be like, yep, you're going to go. See ya.
But thank you so much for joining us.
You're going to go to the front lines, and I'm going to stay here.
We're going
to
go sign up for the fucking National Guard right now. We're going to see what's going on.
Don't put those things in the universe. I'm weird kidding. Shit is happening. I don't want to.
Bro, I don't even want to tell you how much weird shit is happening.
Yeah, we're not going into that.
We're trying to live to see tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
I just would like to know, would you go to war? Would you draft if you were, you know, especially those females?
Message us on Instagram. We want to know your answer. Message us
on Insta. I want to know, would you go to war for America?
Ooh, let's put that on our story.
Would you go to war? Yeah. If there was a draft, would you go to war?
Put like a country ass song in the background.
I'll spell it CUNTRY. You're up and coming, I would say, artist and song. This is a new one. Miss Kayla delivered this one. So your artist is Oliver Anthony, all of Oliver Anthony Music, and the song is Rich Men North of Richmond. Enjoy.
I've been selling my soul, working all day, overtime hours for bullshit pay, so I can sit out here and waste my life away. drag back home and drown my troubles away. It's a damn shame what the world's gotten to for people like me, people like you. Wish I could just wake up and it not be true, but it is. Oh, it is living in the new world with an whole soul. These rich men north of Richmond, Lord knows it all, just wanna have total control. Wanna know what you think, wanna know what you do, and they don't think you know, but I know that you do. Cause your dollar ain't shit, and it's taxed to no end. Cause the rich men, north the rich men. I wish politicians would look out for miners, and not just miners on an island somewhere. Lord, we got folks in the street, ain't got nothing to eat, and the obese milking welfare. God, if you're 5 foot three and you're 300 pounds, taxes ought not to pay for your bags of fudge rounds. Young men are putting themselves 6 feet in the ground, cause all this damn country does is keep on kicking them down. Lord, it's a damn shame what the world's gotten to for people like me, people like you. Wish I could just wake up and it not be true. But it is, oh it is, living in the new world with an whole soul. These rich men north of Richmond, Lord knows they all just wanna have total control. Wanna know what you think, wanna know what you do, and they don't think you know, but I know that you do. Cause your dollar ain't shit, and it's taxed to no end, cause the rich men, north of Richmond. I've been selling my soul, working all day, overtime hours for bullshit pay.